piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Greg, I have a candidate for the world's perfect food.
What is that?
The coconut.
Coconut?
The coconut. It's used for so many things. It's one of the major crops in the world. I never even think about it much, although I love coconut in a candy bar. I love it in a pie. There's so many ways to use coconut. Anyway,
I do too. I do love coconut.
I don't think about it much, but it is a major product around the world. The bath mats, the loofahs, everything that you use is also part of coconut
the
production.
Mm-hmm.
Floor mats.
Yeah, but you can't eat those.
No, I'm not eating those. This is one of those things where everything is used. Here's something that produces not only that wonderful, great shredded stuff that goes on my dad's most splendid production, which was the coconut cake that he made Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, how I loved that coconut cake. Besides that, there's coconut milk.
And then there's the coconut water. Right in the center of the coconut is this clear liquid.
Coconut oil?
And then coconut oil, which is extracted from the actual flesh of the coconut. Coconut oil has become quite popular as a cooking medium. It's got a high smoking point. It seems to be quite healthy for one. For decades, we were told that we should eat limited amounts of coconut because coconuts are high in saturated fats. Saturated fats are implicated in heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you look at the populations that have been eating coconut and coconut oil and consuming coconut milk. And where are they from, John? They're from Southeast Asia.
I
don't recall reading anything about some incidence of heart disease in those populations. So I think that what we have to pay attention to is we have to look at the fats, the saturated fats that are in coconut, to see if they actually have the same kinds of bad effects as saturated fats that we would find from animals. The bad saturated fats that have been implicated in heart disease in our country have come from the animals.
Many of the early studies on the health effects of coconut were derived from using partially hydrogenated coconut oil. This is something which creates trans fats. Virgin coconut oil has quite a different profile chemically.
Well, there's so-called medium-chain triglycerides in coconut, which may not carry the same risks as other saturated fats. And this may have to do with the fact that this is a plant as opposed to an animal saturated fat. Anyway, I love coconut for the texture.
Oh, yes.
I love to chew on it. I love it in a Mounds bar.
Yes.
I love it in Almond Joy. I love it in macaroons. I love it in coconut cream pie. I like it in coconut cake.
These are sublime kinds of things, so to speak. Cooking with coconut milk is...
Love to do that.
Do you use it quite a bit? A
couple of times a month. I can buy some really good quality canned coconut milk.
Yeah, I've actually gotten to the point where I make sure that I have some on hand.
And it's an excellent substitute for cow's milk in baking. And especially if you're doing vegan cooking and vegans don't use any animal product, you can certainly use coconut milk in vegan baking just because the coconut milk has such a great flavor. When I was in Hawaii last year and I was making biscuits for breakfast, I decided I was going to try using coconut oil as the fat in the dough. And instead of adding buttermilk as the liquid, I used coconut milk. I made what I call hula biscuits, and they turned out great. They turned out absolutely great. And Hawaii actually had to refrigerate the coconut oil because when you buy coconut oil in Hawaii supermarkets, it's liquid because the ambient temperature is in the 70s. So I would refrigerate it to get it to the point where it was hard, and then I could actually cut it into the flour as if it was a shortening. And it didn't taste of coconut. I tend to want to make biscuits with coconut oil and with coconut milk.
So coconut, among other things, has two different uses depending on how old the coconut is. The immature coconut, the liquid within is somewhat gelled.
It hasn't filled in.
Consistency.
Yeah, the tissue hasn't filled in the spot.
And then you have the mature, hard coconut, the one that my dad would bring home around Christmas, and we'd drill a hole into it and suck on that.
Wait, there are three holes, the three eyes you can puncture.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can pour out the liquid. Then if you want to actually cook with it, you can put the coconut in the oven 400 degrees for about 15 minutes or so. And then you throw it on the sidewalk or smash it with a hammer into many pieces.
Yes.
The shell comes off pretty easily. And then you've got the skin that you have to peel off. And then you can shred it in your food processor and mix it with some hot water and squeeze to extract, and you have a really nice coconut milk.
Or you could take that nice big white chunk and
chew on it.
Gnaw on it, you know, like a kid. There are certain delights. I must say, the coconut is one of the supreme vegetables of the world, and yet I never think of it. I'm so lucky to be a food guy.
Da 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 da